P-C-H-Y-E-A-H? What word is that?
Chia.
Okay, then use it in a sentence.
To be or not to be? Chia.
I get it.
Oh, what the heck. If we're gonna count dudesy, we might as well count chia.
Hi, mister. I'm selling cookies for the Buttercup Girls. Will you buy some?
Yeah, sure. I'll buy a box.
If you buy 3 boxes, I get a sticker album.
Ooh, I guess I could do that.
If you buy 10 boxes, I get a teddy bear.
Ah, what the heck? It's for a good cause, huh?
If I sell 100 boxes, I get a color TV. Boy, I'd sure love a color TV. So I can watch educational programming.
Well, I don't think I got that much cash on me. You take Visa?
Hey, everybody! This guy's got Visa! Yeah!
Supposed to eat that. Dad wanted us to save that last gel for him.
Hey, if Dad wanted to keep food in the house, he shouldn't have 7 kids.
Okay.
Hey, where's my jello?
Brendan ate it.
Man.
Yeah, I told him not to. He just kept throwing the cubes up in the air, trying to catch them in his mouth.
Well, it must have been a horrible shot. He got it all over your shirt.
All right, Dad, you got me. I took the jello. Hey, but look on the bright side. I'm not in the street gang.
No gang would have you.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
Mail call.
Oh, thanks.
I also got you a complimentary case of Buttercup Girl cookies. You gotta try the mint, man. It'll go killer with that cherry jello you've been saving for yourself. Hey, Uncle Frank, what'd you do? Throw the jello at JT?
Oh, here's a letter from the college addressed to the parents of JT Lambert.
Oh, that's probably for me. That's the football tickets I bought for this weekend's game.
Well, why would they send them to me?
Well, I guess they wanted to let you know I was going to that game.
Kiss me. JT, this is an academic probation notice.
Oh, there's got to be some kind of mistake, man. I mean, they only send that to losers and slackers. I mean, yeah, yeah.
It says here you've got 2 D's, an F, and an incomplete.
Whoa, dude. Incomplete was your best grade? Buddy, you got problems.
JT, how did this happen?
Oh, come on, Dad. This isn't all my fault. College is really unfair. I mean, you're supposed to show up and turn in your homework even though nobody's checking up on you. I mean, they treat you like you're an adult. I can't work that way.
This is not funny, JT. I've got 6 other kids I've got to put through college. I'm not going to pour money down the drain on you if you don't try and do better than this.
Oh, come on,
no,
Dad.
No. Now, listen. If you don't buckle down and try better in school, I'm going to yank you out and make you get a job.
Bummer. Ah, hey, look on the bright side, JT, man. With grades like that, you'll never get a job.
Girls, oh, I was just reading the most interesting article in this magazine. It's about this teenage girl who didn't wait until she was married, and it ruined her entire life.
Well, gee, Mom, I wish I had seen that article 6 to 8 weeks ago. Just kidding.
Hey, guys. You know my friend Tina?
Yeah, hi.
Carol, we have a big favor to ask you.
Sure.
Can you shave our heads?
Entire scalp's purple. Is there some reason for this sudden interest in looking like circus freaks?
We're just tired of blending in with all these other girls at school, you know? They're all boring and lame-o. You know, like Dana and Karen.
I'll shave your head out.
Oh, maybe we could get tattoos.
Yeah, tattoos are really cool.
Girls, there will be no head shaving, scalp dyeing, tattooing, or any other aftermarket alterations done to your bodies, okay? Here, read this article when you get a chance.
Keep it down. I'm studying in here.
Oh, JT, it's you. I just thought we had a dead yak on the couch.
Oh, man, I just dozed off. I've been studying this stuff for about 5 hours.
5 hours? That's impressive. I had no idea you learned how to tell time.
Yeah, well, you're just a stupid head.
I'm very good when I first wake up.
JT?
Hey, Rich, how's that broken foot?
What broken foot? Oh, fine, fine, fine. Listen. I just bought us something that's gonna make us both very happy. I have in my hand tomorrow's history test, complete with answers.
Man, where did you get that?
I remember the money I was saving up for a tutor? I bought a cheat sheet instead. Yeah, I made you a copy.
Oh, man, you got the answers?
Yeah.
Look, man, look, I don't want to use that. I don't want to cheat. Here.
Why not?
Because I've been studying.
Studying, that's a good one. I've been studying.
Really, man, I've been over the material like 1,000 times. I think I finally got it down.
JT, your dad is going to pull you out of school. If you flunk this test, this is no time to start relying on your brain.
Rich, I'm telling you, man, I am ready for this test.
Stop that. Jeez. I'm trying to be serious here. Now, look, all I'm saying is why take a chance? We have a sure thing right here, man. I mean, think about it. Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, big gamble.
Forget it, Rich. I am not using this thing, all right?
JT, you're passing up a chance of a lifetime. Opportunity is knocking. For God's sake, man, answer the door!
Rich, relax, man, relax. For the first time in my life, I'm doing something right. I'm not going to screw it up.
Fine. Fine, go ahead, take the test legit, see if I care. If you ask me, anyone who's dumb enough to pass up a cheat sheet is not college material anyway.
Yes, yes, yes!
What's up, JT? Finally figure out that little hole in your underpants goes in the front?
No. But check this out. Do you know what this is?
Question is, do you know what that is? And can you name a word that begins with that letter?
I can think of two. Bite me, Barky.
So what was this, a true and false test, and you guessed and got lucky?
No, I studied. I practically memorized this whole book, all 500 pages.
What's this?
I don't know. What is it?
Looks like a cheat sheet complete with the answers.
Hey, hey, that's not mine.
Let me guess. The LAPD planted it on you.
No. Look, you don't understand. Look, Rich Halke offered it to me, but I turned it down because I studied for the test.
JT, yeah, right.
I'm telling you the truth.
I can't believe you. You're the worst cheater I've ever met.
I'm telling you, I'm really smart.
You have all the answers.
But you never, ever believe me.
Hey, hey, what is going on here?
I got a B on my history test, so Dana accused me of cheating because this fell out of the book.
What is this?
It's a cheat sheet.
You had a cheat sheet?
Well, yeah, but it's not mine.
JT, I just thought of another word that begins with B. Busted.
Yeah, come on, man. I swear, it belongs to my friend Rich. He must have left his book here by mistake.
Knock it off, JT. I don't want to hear this anymore.
But, Dad, I'm telling you the truth.
No, really? Which truth is that, son? Is it the truth you told me about the Jell-O, or is it the truth you told me about the probation letter?
Dad, this is different.
No. The only thing different is Monday, I'm pulling you out of school, and you're getting a job.
Guys, I need to borrow the car keys.
Where are you going?
I don't have to tell you everything.
Oh, I know why she won't tell us. She's gonna go do something stupid, like get her head shaved.
I'm not going to get my head shaved.
You're gonna go get a tattoo, aren't you?
Look, just give me the keys, all right?
Al, you cannot get a tattoo. Mom will kill you.
Well, only if you guys tell her. Look, just promise me you're not going to tell her.
All right, I promise. We won't tell her.
Thank you so much. I owe you guys big time.
Well, hey, what are sisters for, right? Let's go tell Mom.
But you just promised you wouldn't.
Well, we'll have to tell her in some other way then, because there are some things she has to know about.
Wait, you're not going to tell her about that dream I had about me and Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt and Antonio Banderas at the beach, are you?
No, that one's too good. We have to talk to you about something really important.
Okay, what is it?
I just wanted to tell you that I would never get a tattoo.
Me neither.
And neither would Lily. So, that makes three of the four girls in this house that are not getting tattoos. We would check with Al, but she's downtown where there's a tattoo parlor.
Thank you. Feed the baby, put her down for a nap. Oh, and she likes to hear a story while she's having lunch.
Okay, Lily. Here's the story about the beautiful princess and the day she spent at the beach with Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, and Antonio Banderas.
In Speedos.
Al? Man, I should have known better than to trust the Blab sisters.
Look, Al, I know you're trying to find a way to stand out, but I really don't think a tattoo is the answer. It's a very permanent thing.
So what? I still want to get one.
Well, sure, now, but what if you change your mind later on? I mean, this is something you could regret the rest of your life.
You are just trying to scare me, Carol.
No, I'm just telling you this because it's true.
Yeah? How would you know?
Because I know.
Oh, that's a great answer.
All right, Al, look, when I was your age, I got a tattoo.
Nice try, Carol. But I've been to the beach with you, and I've never seen a tattoo.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly in a place that gets a lot of sun.
You're bluffing.
I wish.
Oh, my God! Who's Wolfie?
He was a foreign exchange student I dated when I was in high school. His name was Wolfgang Reinhardt. He told me that tattoos were very stylish in Europe, so I got one. Then a month later, he dumped me, and I've been stuck with Wolfie on my butt ever since.
Guess you would have been better off just getting an ID bracelet, huh?
Look, Al, I know when you're young, things seem like a good idea, but you really have to ask yourself one question. Do you really want to spend the rest of your life with graffiti all over your body?
I guess I don't.
Then come on, let's get out of here.
Carol?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What does my dad think of your tattoo?
Well, he's okay with it, actually, as long as I call him Wolfie.
I am sorry I asked.
Hey, Cody. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm using some Buttercup Girl cookies in my favorite recipes, man. Dig it. Cookie tuna casserole.
What's that?
Well, it's like a bunch of cookies and a bunch of tuna. Oh, what's with the long face, man? You look like you're dragging Lord and Bill Clinton's butt after a trip to McDonald's, man.
I don't know. I just don't understand why my dad doesn't think I'm telling the truth about this test.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, man, maybe it'll help if we look at things from Uncle Frank's point of view. Hey, dig it. I'm going to sit at his place at the table, okay? And I'm going to try and grab a hold of his perspective. Whoa, dude, cool chair, man.
Cody, you're not helping.
Oh, sorry. Okay, back to the business at hand. Now, let's pretend I'm Uncle Frank. You're my son. Okay, now, since you've started talking, you lied to me pretty much every chance you got. I mean, like, when you drew on the wall with the crayons, you blamed it on your little sister. Yeah, when you broke the lamp in the living room, you blamed it on your brother. When you broke my table saw, you blamed it on aliens. Oh, dude, this doesn't look good for you.
So what are you saying, that I'm a no-good lying weasel?
Oh, dude, that's a pretty harsh thing to say. Unfortunately, it's the truth.
Thanks a lot, Cody. I thought you were my friend, man.
Ah, dude, I am your friend, bro. But, like, hey, man, if you want people to believe in you, you kind of got to tell the truth on a regular basis. I'm sure you guys got a lot to talk about. I'm going to run down to the Szechuan Palace, see if they want to buy one of my recipes off of me. Take it. Kung Pao cookies.
Hey, Dad, I gotta talk to you. Look, I know I don't exactly have the best track record in the book when it comes to telling the truth, but, Dad, you gotta believe me this time. I did not cheat on the test.
Then what were those answers doing in your book?
It wasn't my book. It was my friend's book.
Oh, JT, you can do better than that. That's an excuse out of the fourth grade, like my dog ate my homework.
Dad, I know it sounds lame, but this time you have to believe me.
Son, I have spent a lot of time wanting to believe you. But after everything you've done, I'm not sure there's a reason to believe you.
Hey, Mr. L.
Hey, R.
Hey, look, man, I'm kind of busy right now, so I'll just talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I just came to bring your history book back. I think I left mine here by mistake the other day.
Yeah, your book's right over there, man.
Duh! Thank you. Jeez, I'm sorry I got our books mixed up.
Yeah, me too.
Well, see ya.
See ya.
So, it was his book, huh?
Yep.
Oh, boy. JT, when you're a parent, you make a lot of mistakes. I don't think I've ever made one this big before.
It's okay, Dad.
No, it's not okay. You were telling the truth. I pretty much called you a liar. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, Dad. I mean, for 20 years, I have been pretty much of a liar. If I were you, I wouldn't believe me either.
I tell you what, we can start over. From right now, clean slate. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I am starving, and I have stashed away a submarine sandwich. You want to split it?
Dad?
You ate it, didn't you?
The truth?
Yeah.
Why don't I take you out for a pizza, huh?